The Brian Golf Show.
Four.
Presented by Cobra Puma Golf.
That was an excellent shot.
Yeah, real good form.
It's a big day. It's Tuesday. It's election day. We're as much Fox News we've been watching recently, Melissa. I don't think we're going to really talk much about the election and all of that. We all know who we're for, obviously, you know, so we're in an important swing state. We're just going to leave it at that. Not going to get political.
Brian's going to drink all day today. All he's going to do is drink.
I don't really have today, actually. You know, it's a light week. We're going to get into why here in just a minute, but it's a light week on the schedule. We got a two-day work week, and then it's Players Cup week. And I got Nick Matthew coming in who is playing on my team. I said, hey, free gapping session to anyone on my team for Players Cup this weekend. So he's coming in a little bit later today. And so we're going to get his bag kind of gapped, figured out, make sure he's all primed for the weekend. But as soon as that happens, I'm out of here. I was talking to your mom when I was like, are we having like some kind of party or like what's going on here? Because it's going to be a little
tonight?
Stressful. Tonight, yeah, yeah.
I already said I don't think Gavin's going to go to school on Wednesday because we're going to be up all night.
We're going to be up all night.
He's going to have to wake up on his own.
And it is a very important week for us. It's Players Cup week. Players Cup, we've talked about it before, was going to be a very heavy, 15 minutes on Players Cup, and that's it. We're going to do some stuff at Players Cup, as far as the podcast goes. And then next week, Johnny Wonder and I will do a Masters preview. We're going to talk a little bit of the Masters. If Mel wants to be in on that pod, she can be in on that pod too, but I just don't think she's that interested. Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think you're that interested in it. So Players Cup started 2 years ago for us. This is going to be PC3. This is the third one. We've got potential news on the future of the Players Cup.
There's no potential news. I'm going to talk about it when you're done talking.
That's potential news. We're down though. You look, all right. Like I said, hop on my back, follow me to the promised land. That's for the end. It's called a tease, Mel.
Yeah.
Okay. Even if they skip 10 minutes, we need them to listen to, we need the guys to listen to this stuff. So we started this a couple years ago. For those of you that don't know, it's probably our most popular event, that and Battle at the Beach that we put on. It's a reunion resort every year. And that's part of what, we're going to get into a little bit as far as that. But, we just kind of did it randomly. It's very low priced. And we just got these guys together, got Cobra Puma involved, and they sponsor the event, help us out with uniforms and all of that. But year one, we were just like, no, we're just doing this.
Yeah, year one, we bought everything.
We bought everything.
I'm not even going to say how much money we actually put into the event.
Lost? How much money we lost?
Yeah, because it was worth it. But I'm very grateful to have sponsors the last 2 years that have really stepped up and helped out.
And this is a weird year, like with COVID, everything going on, like we haven't really asked for a lot with sponsors. We've kind of, it is what it is. We bought some gear and things like that.
Yeah. And I was going to say, and for us, this is kind of the start of our year for events. So a lot of our sponsors our sponsorship isn't like for 2020. We laid it out differently for certain partners. So some of our partners are gone. They dropped off at our last event. And so now we're kind of restarting, and getting the year restarted with COVID was kind of hard. And like you just said, we didn't really ask people for much. We were letting this year kind of die down, get past everything that's going on, and then go into 2021 kind of with a fresh start, which is a little unfortunate. There's things where I look back and I go, oh God, we're not going to have like all this stuff that we're
used to having.
Last
year we gave Jones golf bags, but we didn't give them. That was like, we did a lot.
And that
Jones
was a one-off, and we knew that. We knew that wasn't going to continue. This year, obviously, there's an extra day. There's an extra uniform. That comes into account. Yes, Cobra, sponsors that, but it also kind of dips into us in the big picture of things as far as money goes. So we took a hit. The event takes a hit as far as like that stuff goes in my eyes, but you're like, no. It's 3 days of golf, three uniforms. Everybody's going to be fine.
Well, and 3 days of hanging out with everybody, Players Cup is, and we did a podcast like right after Players Cup last year. I remember we called up Coach Rusty and we talked to Ryan a little bit, on the podcast about, he just whooped our ass. Like, Coach Rusty's team just destroyed us. And, so I'm out for revenge. This is the revenge year. And, because we won the first year, they won the last year, and now it's PC3. My team's out for revenge. Normally, we have this badass pairings party. The first year was at Drive Shack. This year was supposed to, or last year was at Top Golf. And then this year was supposed to be back at Drive Shack. Well, Drive Shack ain't open.
Drive Shack has screwed us 2 years in a row. And that's another thing that kind of dips into budget and swag. You know, long story short, last year we were supposed to be at Drive Shack. They closed down for some maintenance. And so we charged everybody what we were expecting to pay. So they gave us a great deal to come back this year. So we were literally getting things like at cost. So again, that's what we charge our players. And then here we are, they're like, oh no, by the way, we're closed and we don't know when we're going to open. Well, we budgeted. And because this event, we try to keep so cheap for the players because most of them play in multiple other events, if not all of our other events. So we try to keep this one as close knit as we can as far as cost. And so when we charge our players what we're being told our party's going to be, and then we find out, nope, 2 years in a row now that that's not the case, that's a little hard to swallow. So we're going to do it at the room and just kind of hope for the best, keep our fingers crossed and sit on laps and kumbaya it.
You know, It'll be fun. It's always, everybody always likes hanging out at the room anyways. Like, that's just it.
Which is why I'm not worried about it. We'll have chairs out back, you know, by the golf course. It'll be fine. But it's little things like that that add up. You know, we're a month out and they call and they go, oh, well, we don't really know what we're doing. Well, what do you mean you don't know what you're doing? You're a huge business and you've got parties booked. What do you mean? And not to mention, all of their other locations are open. West Palm is open. Every other location but Orlando is open.
Just Orlando. They can't get it straight.
I'm getting sabotaged.
Which just adds to the fact that, like, Orlando is one of my least favorite places in the world. It always has been. Nothing goes right there.
But
it'll be fine.
It'll be fine.
Yeah. Well, and this is just the things that nobody thinks about, like on the business end of things. You know, like, we have to deal with a little bit. It's all worth it in the end, especially after a successful event. So this year it is a Players Cup 2020 presented by Cobra Puma Golf. And we have two teams that, for the most part, are intact based on the previous 2 years. We have taken it from 28 to last year was 36. That was too many players. 36 was way too many, especially as a Ryder Cup event, which is what this is. It's a lot of points. That's partially why we got our ass kicked.
Not too many to maintain, but more or less just for this type of event, we realized, that's too many.
Yeah. So back down to 28, we announced that pretty quickly, you know, last year, and it was fine. Nobody was butthurt about it. We've had, because of personal things, three players have had to come in and out. Like, in the past 3 weeks, we have had to play musical chairs with golfers. And we're just like,
I think like four. I mean, we had
pulling golfers out of our ass
three or four days ago.
Events.
I mean, it was literally last week was our last one. And then we had another guy that almost dropped. And he was like, if you have somebody, I'll stay home. If you don't, I'll come. I'll make it. I can't promise anything.
No.
And we're like,
we don't have anybody.
No. I am not even doing this for a week. And people don't realize, and maybe people do, maybe people don't, but, you know, it's signs being printed. It's scoreboards being printed. It's, you know, scorecards and cart signs. And that doesn't seem like a lot, but it is when everybody's name is on one document and you have to go and reprint all of that. It's tough. And when you got to call the printer and you're like, hey, no, just kidding. You got to reprint that for me with this name. It's hard. And when somebody's doing it weekly, I'm ready to pull my hair out. Mm-hmm. I mean, honestly, it's hard. It's really hard. And I get like emotionally overcome with it all because I'm like, oh my God, if I have to do this one more time, I am just going to lose my mind. So, I'll be ready when this week is over.
Well, that's why I said we need to have a come to Jesus moment because you're like, you're over it. You're over all of it.
Well, and I said, if one more person drops, I'm literally just writing their fucking name with Sharpie. Like, I'm going to wipe that shit out and I'm going to Sharpie it. And everybody, it'll be what it's going to be. Either that or I'm just going to blacklist you from any other event. No, I'm just kidding. But
no, she's not.
But I'm not.
She would do that.
I would do it.
Well, let's do this. Let's kind of announce the teams real quick. And again, this is very super serving to a player, players that are playing in the event. We understand that. We don't expect every podcast to just be some fire where it's like, you guys, we like when you are in on what we're doing and know some of the people that we know and things like that. You know, you get to know kind of the names in our events. I mean, a lot of these names you've heard on this podcast before, whether last year or just in recent weeks. But we'll just go on Coach Rusty's team. Obviously, Coach Rusty, most of you probably follow him on Instagram. He's got like, you know, some 100-some-odd thousand followers, and dude can do a lot of interesting things with the golf ball. I'm sure there's things that he doesn't quite share that he can do with a golf ball. We're just not going to get into that.
That's weird.
All I know is he whooped my ass last year. He didn't personally whoop my ass, but he kind of personally whooped my ass based on the fact that His team destroyed my team. So he's
the new
captain.
Year, Brian. You got to let it go.
No,
it's
that's new year. That's it. We're out for blood. That's what I'm saying. Okay. And that I got to have that mentality. That's what it's up. So over on Coach Rusty's team, we've got Chris Boylan, who has played in, has he missed an event?
He's the only player that's played in every single event, I think.
He's played in every event. He didn't play in a steez meet? Or
yeah, but that's not an
but those
event.
Aren't events.
He's played
yeah.
in every single event.
He's played in every single one.
Yep.
Which is just crazy to think of. So yep. Chris Boylan's
he's
over
he's also my favorite human being.
He's a good human being. That's why. Chris Boylan over there. Eric Hickman back for the third year. Eric actually, he's
an OG.
Dude, yep. He got a hole-in-one to close out the match. Got... Like, that was after he got blackout drunk the night before and was vomiting throughout his round.
Poor guy.
I think him and Jock closed out the match with a hole-in-one on the Watson course, I think on number 15 or something. And then he closed out with a chip-in on the next day. So, Eric Hickman, new to Players Cup, but one of the recent additions due to some dropouts and whatnot was Wes Graham, who not only won Battle at the Bay with Derek Tebow, who is also on Coach Rusty's team.
OG.
But they're the Florida Seltzer boys. They also took over and won the Invitational of Victoria National. So they're going to be a lot of fun to have together as the Seltzer boys, but I'm glad Wes is in on this. I'm sad he's not on my team, but actually it's going to be fun because I think I have to play him once or twice in our event. We do our pairings on Friday, so that's all I'll give you on that one, Wes. And then I mentioned Tebow, Ben Buchanan.
We do them on Thursday, by the way.
Oh, Thursday. Yeah.
We added tonight.
Normally it's Fridays. Ben Buchanan back for the second year. He was new last year. He's buddies with BJ Lindenberger, who is back after, did he miss last year and come back?
He got out and then came back in.
Yeah, which is, hey, that's hard to do.
Yeah.
It's a very, well, it wasn't this year because we needed him. I miss BJ. BJ played in the first three events we did and then life.
He had his dad. And yep.
That, oh, Bob. Bob's not playing, but he's the real OG. I think Bob is like, you know what?
I'm going to let these kids be.
Yeah, I'll let the kids go do their thing. Then we've got Greg Schwartz, who was new last year and recently got fit for irons for me. Got some Mira TC 201. No, we got some MC 501s. And during the fitting, he was like, lights out, saying he's like a 12 handicap, and he's from like 180, smashing the pin. Like he had the pin like four times in a fitting. So we got that shit to deal with. He's like, you know, the highest handicap on their team. So whatever, it is what it is. The teams kind of went out that way. Mike Majette, Mikey Golf, one of my favorite people ever that, you know, I've always enjoyed having Mikey around. But at the Players Cup, you just kind of like see Mikey and how positive he is. He's always got a smile on his face. He's just like so excited to see everyone.
He's going to have his wife with him this year. So that's exciting.
Can't believe that.
Well, she was here last year, but they recently just got married.
Yeah,
so that's
they weren't married last year. They were they even engaged last year? They were?
Yeah. Oh. No. I think she was a girlfriend.
I don't know.
I think so.
It's very serious. Now we got a wife. And then Kevin O'Brien, he's played in a bunch of events. Kevo's back. Kevo Golf, he's back. He played, last year was his first Players Cup though. So he played Stableford. We met him at Innisbrook, and then boom, he, you know, ended up playing Battle at the Beach, and then played Players Cup last year for the first time. So Kevo's back. Trey Sanders, Trey, right here in Jacksonville. He whooped my ass last year, man. I mean, I had him, and then I didn't have him at all. I lost steam very quick. But Trey holed out on me on like number six. Okay, so I'm up two real quick. I just remember this real quick story. And then all of a sudden, dude's in the middle of the fairway from like 90 yards or 100 yards. Ball just one hop, reverse, goes in for eagle. And I'm just
he
like.
He wanted you so bad, though. There was way that you were going to, he was going to lose to you.
Yeah.
He just
and
wasn't.
All credit to Trey. In general, last year, thank God, like, you know, we had Cubes on our team last year, and he was my partner in an event or in one of the days. And man, I played some bad golf last year, and luckily I was saved by Cubes, but I couldn't keep up with Trey at all. I was just not playing good, and he's just a steady golfer. So he's one of the top players over there on their team. Then we got Rich Doybin. Rich, man, he's just like, he's a PC OG too. He came in, and I didn't even know Rich. He's got like this thick New York accent. He comes in, and he's like, yo, I won't sleep in the same room as nobody. I won't do this. I won't do that. Him and his wife are sweethearts, so, and we have him at multiple events, and he's a big reason why we got, you know, this sexy TV on our wall.
Yeah, you need a TV. He's the man.
He's slinging TV. So we'll get you hooked up with Rich if you need a big flat screen. And then we got to close out Coach Rusty's team, the Tamargo brothers, Dax and Devin. Now, Dax is new. He got in last minute 2 weeks ago, maybe not even 2 weeks ago.
His uniform just arrived today. So if that tells you how, it was, he just got in.
That's
just
scary. You wouldn't even, you don't even know how scary that
we
is.
We have one more last minute uniform we're waiting on, and that's it.
Oh, no. Yeah. Barney?
Yeah.
We'll get to Barney. Yeah. So, and then Devin. Yeah, Devin's played in a couple events. He played in every Players Cup. So that's Coach Rusty's team. My team, love my team. My team, though, from year one to year two to year three has changed so much.
Like, you can't keep players.
It's not, no, I, you know what happened? Year one, we had a lot of friends kind of be involved. Unfortunately, my friends, even though they're friends, apparently they're really busy and they kind of just aren't as excited to come hang out with me as they used to be, which probably tells you a lot about how I've evolved as a human. I'm all president business over here with these events. And there was a time where maybe that was a little different, but in anyway, I got some returning players. We'll go over. So sweet spot, Keith Lally, he's back. Just spent a lot of time with him this year. I've seen him maybe four times this year. He's up from Wisconsin, and he was just a Invitational. He was Battle at the Bay. I played with him at Innisbrook. Was he Battle at the Beach? He wasn't a Battle at the Beach.
No.
But we've seen him a few times. I played Stream Song with him earlier in the year. So happy to have Keith back. Newcomer on my team this year, Jason Hall, who is the guy that beat me and Ryan Hardenbrook at Battle at the Loop. And then we just hung out with Jason up in Victoria National at the Invitational. So Jason's good. And then from my team, so Joe Hendricks was on Rusty's team year one. Then he got out. Well, the way handicaps work, and if anybody's ever wondering, like, this event is not a handicapped event.
Which makes it that much harder when people back out.
Yes, exactly. It was like, wait, you were waiting for it, right? So Joe, because of the way handicaps worked out, he had to come over to my team. So Joe Hendricks is now on my team.
And he might
team.
Not like that too. Well, Jason's on your team.
Jason's on my team.
But
they're buddies.
Derek and Wes are not. And they're like super close friends. But Joe, I think it's good. It's a good split.
Joe wants to go against Tebow. Split. I know it. I know it in my heart. Joe wants to beat the hell out of Derek. That's what he wants to do. And then my cousin, David Wethington. So 3 years in a row, my cousin. So like we got some Hoosier love. He's from up in Indiana. Now he lives in Florida. He's a transplant like me. We bring that Colts and that Hoosier attitude, the blue collar gold swagger to the Players Cup.
Yeah. He did a little pop in at Bay.
Yep. He came in.
He came in, did came a little in, pop in.
Hung out, which was nice. So, but it's always nice getting to see him for a few days. So we'll see him. Jarvis Tope, Sean Jarvis, man, he's
don't
like,
really need to say anything else.
Yeah. Just go follow Tope 970. And then I'll just leave it. I'll leave it at that. He's all about that bomb tech. He loves his bomb tech clubs. I told him, I said, get your bomb tech and your magnums and let's go.
And is that a condom?
Yeah. I don't know. I was just blowing his head up. And then Nick Matthews. So he's a newcomer this year. I remember calling him saying, hey, we have a spot for you at Players Cup. You know, you've played in every event, you know, around, and we become really close. Do you want in?
Well, he did a lot of the meets. He did a meet, and he's done a lot of those.
Yep. So he's basically in on anything that we can do. His wife's coming, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So we'll have some fun with them.
A lot of wives this year.
Yep.
Normally,
a lot
there
of
always
wives.
Is, though.
Rance Taylor.
Tony's coming.
A year ago, it was all like, how the hell did Rance get into this event? Like, who is Rance?
That was me.
How did
you did.
In?
You're like, who? Where did this guy come from? I'm like, I liked him.
Yeah.
He DM'd me. He wanted in. I liked him. I let him in. And I don't let anybody. I literally didn't let anybody into this event last year. And you're like, oh, okay. Still don't know who this guy is. I'm like, I just really liked him.
Yeah.
I liked
him. So Rance is great. Rance is the star of the show. He's just a good old Texas boy. Him and his wife are amazing. So good to have them. And then Justin Deaton, local boy again, you know, from Jacksonville. This will be his second time at Players Cup. He just got fit for some P770s with some Acura 115. So he's been in and out a couple times, making some tweaks. He's ready for PC. And then Dougie Barnard. Barnard. How do you say Dougie's name?
I don't know.
It's just Dougie. He's still, dude, this guy, he just did this event in Alabama, and I swear, was he wearing his Players Cup uniform at least one of those days?
Because He had to have been.
He had to have been. There is a chance if you run into Dougie in Atlanta on the golf course, he is wearing his black and gray camo from last year's Players Cup. To the point where, I don't know, did we end up doing it? Did somebody end up doing it?
No.
I think Greg Schwartz was like, hey, man, can we, do they still have any of those shirts available?
I said, you don't
available?
Need to. He definitely still has it. He's like, bringing
no,
it.
No, I think we should freshen up Dougie and get him a new one. So Dougie's going to have some new camo this year for Players Cup. So, and then from Atlanta, for real, I mean, Daniel Hunt, what can you say about D. Hunt coming in the Players Cup? Of course, he tells this story. We're just going to get into this. He tells this story like when he came in, because he came in late. He's like the last guy, right? He's the only black dude. That's the thing. He's like, man, I'm the only black guy here and blah, blah, blah. He walks in and he's like.
His story is so different than ours, though.
I like, as soon as he walked in, I'm like, yeah, D. Hunt. I'm like all pumped to see him just because, you know, I just saw him like the week before at Sweden's Cove or something. Just met him. He's a little quieter, you know, and I knew I had like bust him out of his shell. But the dude, like, he tells his story. Like, everybody looked at him like, who the hell let this guy in? That's not at all what it was.
I mean, that's how he felt. But and that's I feel how bad he felt. That's how yeah. he felt. But I didn't think it was like that at all.
Yeah.
But
so I do feel bad, a little bit bad about that.
He
but,
knows we love him.
I'm glad to have him. And then new to my team, a recent addition, he played with Dougie at Battle at the Beach this year. They hit it off. They didn't even really know each other except from, I think, YouTube or Instagram. But Jake Evans coming.
Man. As much as I love Ryan Hardenbrook, this was definitely a good good trade.
Oh,
good
is Jake who replaced
yep.
Ryan?
Yep.
Sorry, yeah, Ryan's
I love
out.
You,
injury, a couple other things. So, yeah, Jake's in. Jake is an upgrade.
Jake is like a plus three.
Yeah, but he's like an eagle machine. Like him and Dougie were making eagles like crazy. Look at this little kid coming into our store. Hi. that happens all the time. We're going to get that a bunch with the ice cream place moving in. Yeah. So Jake, happy to have Jake. I told him to get his eagle and birdie pants on. So pumped for that. Louis Randolph. Sandy Baggins. He's coming. He's coming. He's waxing. He's ready. He's got a song, Sandy Baggins. It's a Carole Baskin song. But Sandy, we call him Sandy. Didn't you put him in the sheet as Sandy on something?
His welcome packet. Welcome packet.
That's just funny. Everything else is official, says Louie. So that's my team. And then me. That's it. I went 3-0 the first year, was playing great golf, was playing inspired golf, Mel. Man, it was inspired.
You're playing good golf right now, though, so it'll be good.
Well, in the last
I don't want to keep
golf.
Dwelling on last year because I just well, I feel like it puts you in a dark place.
You know, it's funny you say that. I just think I think it's great, and I'm pumped for Players Cup, getting all these people together, everybody we named. We spent 10 minutes, maybe more, going over all these people because they're the reason why we do a lot of what we do. And it's tough. And like, you know, friendships have come and gone and they've gotten stronger and some have gotten weaker and things like that. But Players Cup kind of brings everybody back together and we absolutely love doing that. So with that being said, Mel, this could be the final Players Cup.
It could be. So
do you care to explain a little bit
about that?
Well,
I'm not going to say too much because obviously I want to talk about it this week and you and I haven't completely put anything in stone yet. But for sure, 1000% it is going to 24 players, correct?
I also forgot Jason Barney's on my team. Yeah.
Jason, you forgot a player.
I forget about Barney. Well, Barney's the last guy in.
Barney is the guy that no matter what has our back last minute. Through and true.
He did
twice
same
now.
Thing. Did
twice
same thing
now.
At Battle of the Bay.
He's a beer guy. He's a great guy.
Yep.
And
beers will be supplied by Barney. Let's just say that inside the hotel room. So, okay. So it's for sure this event. Can I say this? This event, moving into next year, will be 24 players.
Yep.
And it will potentially not be called the Players Cup.
Correct.
And it potentially. And we don't mean this. And I need anyone that's in the event.
Should
if you're hearing it first,
a little nicer. No, I'm kidding.
No, you would not. You'd be like, y'all fucking out. No, if you want in next year, you'll get in. But things are changing. So you'll have a decision to make because we're going to open it up, you know, potentially to new players. But anyways, I just kind of come over that real quick. Continue on.
Yeah, no, we are going to open it up to new players. There's so many people that want in on this event. And I think that there's, and look, I don't want to speak for anybody, but I think there's a few players that do it just to do it. And I think it'll be a good opportunity for them to go, okay, you know what? It's my time. I'm ready to bow out. The price of it, if we do it where we're wanting to do it, it is going to go up, but it'll also be completely all-inclusive. So beer, food, breakfast, literally you show up and you need nothing but your golf clubs. You don't worry about breakfast. You don't worry about how many drinks you're drinking on the golf course. Everything is covered. And I think, you know, we haven't done an event like that before. And with this being, you know, our favorite event and the one that
it's my second favorite event, but
it's my favorite event.
You know that I'm team Battle at the Beach.
But that being said, I think it's just easier. I personally like going somewhere and knowing that I don't have to spend a dollar once I get there unless I want to. So that is, you know, that's a possibility. We had some stuff with reunion this year come up. And I normally don't go to social media, but at the time, it was literally my only choice. I had to. And thank God I did because they made things right.
The person that is in charge of their marketing and their social media and all that.
The person that needed to see it saw it, thankfully, and apologized greatly. You know, wasn't in the loop like she should have been. She was kind of taken out of the loop when she shouldn't have been. So she did make things right and then some. So, look, we were already thinking about going away from reunion. You've wanted to do it now for 2 years. I haven't wanted to. So
let's just go like 2 years ago, right? I didn't want to move it from reunion because cool.
Right.
It was this is a premier event. Let's move to a premier spot.
And as much as I say that, and as much as I go, yeah, I want that. And you know, we were making plans to, and look, I'll just say it. We potentially might be moving it to Dormy Club. We're going to be members of Dormy Network next year. And so we were like, hell, this would be a perfect spot to do it. We get team cabins, we do all this, but then the more the players talk about it and they get excited to come to back to reunion. You know, I just don't know. I don't want to lose that, like, it's special. It really is. And it sounds stupid and people go, it's freaking reunion. It's reunion, but it's more than that, I think, for a lot of the players. So I don't know. As much as I say, screw that place, I want to go somewhere else, they did make things right. They did apologize. And I don't know. So we'll see. There's a lot to think of or think about, you know, this year. We've got a decent amount of time off the rest of the year. Having our own business now, it allows us time to kind of refresh, regroup, and really kind of see where we want to go with the events. We're not doing as many events next year because we really want to focus on the couple that we are doing. Right now, the only two we have on the books are Battle at the Beach, which there's 3 spots left for that. And then Battle at the Loop in Michigan. And that's almost...
Well, that's limited.
As well.
There's only 20 players
in that one. And I mean, I don't even know. I have to go back and look and see, because Rance just topped on that. I don't even think I had Rance in that event. So
he dropped out.
He dropped out of one and then came back in. No. He got out of Beach.
That's right.
Because he's got a wedding. But that being said, if you want to get into those two events, I would get online. I'd look at it soon because those are going to be gone. And I'm not just saying this to fill those events. I think we need to kind of step back and really focus on those events. We'll do a couple meets.
I didn't want to do Battle at the Loop. You know, once we decided, you know what, we're going to move forward with Dormy Network.
Yeah.
And, you know, because I wanted to, the Victational might be a one-off thing, but I love Victoria National. Yeah.
And we might do a meet there.
Yeah.
But again, those are going to be pricier. So they'll be limited. They'll be all inclusive. And it's a different, look, I think it's a different group of people that will go to those events. So I don't know. It's going to be what it's going to be. I'm excited for the events next year. I'm excited to kind of refocus, you know, reshift and,
you know what I'm excited for? I was thinking about this earlier and you know, this is far cry from Players Cup, right? Farthest cry ever, as far as moving it to Dormy Club or a place like Victoria or Ballyhack, because that was the other idea is, you know, Dormy Network has 6 courses now, but they're going to have more rotating it every year.
Well, and that's what we're, in 2020, we will probably... 2022, because next year we already had contracts signed, so there was nothing, we could have backed out, but I'm not willing to do that to people. So 2022, we will probably do Battle at the Beach, just because that's your favorite one. We're not going to move that one.
And it's close. It's an hour and a half away.
It's easy. Yep. And then the rest will be Dormy in 2022. We're going to do a 4-year deal with them. So that's exciting. But yeah, I mean, we're just kind of reshifting, rebranding some things. Players Cup will go away and it'll have a new name.
Well, I think it'll be something Steez Cup or something like that. So we can continue to kind of brand Steez and Tees as our events, you know, and the little odds and ends. But kind of what I was saying is say we don't do like Dormy Club or something. I just go, you know, I still want to host something here, whether that's like, you know, around at Eagle Harbor, around at Fleming Island, and around that's going to be really tough, you know, to be able to get that, because we looked into that already, and I guess they're pretty booked up for
The year, but we can still do like little event. Like we can do like little meets.
Maybe. We got to get a bunch of people and a bunch of members in, which we know some people.
Yeah.
So with that being said, it's like, because I want to have people here. You know, we've got this awesome little shop that I want to have people in and out of. We have outdoor seating. Then again, this year it's been weird. We've been wanting to do open houses and all that and this COVID shit. Man,
we will once this all passes. Next year is going to be good. It's going to be really good. I'm excited.
This guy's taking a picture. Smile.
What is he doing?
I don't know.
Is everything covered in the back?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm excited to be able to open the bay. We want to do food trucks and drinks and hang out and music, and it'll be fun. Our neighbors here want to do little stuff with us as well. Like the Loop wants to open up. There's a little ice cream cookie shop. So it'll be fun. But I think we're just, everybody's in a really weird space right now, not knowing. And sadly our events have kind of what
are you going to say suffered?
I don't want to say suffered because they haven't suffered. They still have been fantastic, but
the morale has suffered.
Yeah.
Between all of it.
Yeah.
You know,
it's just, it's weird.
It's a bad year.
You know, it's weird. So I'm excited for 2021 and a fresh new start. I'm not going to lie. If I'm being honest, I am so burned out. We've had a couple unfortunate things happen. I'm just ready to go into 2021 with a fresh new start.
Go for it. Yes. So you mentioned it just briefly. Since we talked about it, we'll put an end cap to it and we'll talk about it again in a few weeks. We are provisionally accepted into Tim Aquino.
The 19th.
Yeah. So it's like Fight Club, apparently. I got social media guidelines sent to me.
Yeah, he already broke rules. And we were like, oh my God, what do we do? He's breaking shit everywhere.
I don't even know what that was. I didn't break. It was your stapler.
Well, what happened was somebody put a comment on his picture and I told him to take it down.
I thought I did.
And he didn't take it down. People were talking about money. People always want to talk about money. And I said, you need to take that down. You don't need to be discussing like
how much it costs
like
to get in, initiation thing.
Yeah.
So yeah, we took, boom, it's gone. I didn't mean to.
But it was still up.
And they weren't even right. Like, that's the thing is people always want to know shit and they never know. They think they know. That's, you know what? Vent session now. They think they know. Everyone on Instagram, in social media.
Oh, everybody knows everything.
You think you know. But I'm here to tell
Maybe
you.
Maybe they say that about you.
You have no idea. No, because I know that I know. Because I'm actually...
they know that they
I'm
know
telling
too.
You. No, because I'm actually in it. I'm in all of it. I'm literally doing all this shit. When people tell me shit, I'm like, no, that's what I do daily. You cannot tell me this. Yeah. I know.
So you got in trouble. We took it down.
Well, I don't know if I got
if
in trouble.
Somebody needs to know how much something costs. Just shoot a DM if you're really that interested. I can let you know. But
and I'm going to judge the out of you.
But you don't need to put it.
Because I'm
going to
see if I can sponsor you.
Well,
you're going to need a sponsor.
Right.
Yeah, I'm going to judge you.
You don't need to put it out there like hey, this is what, you know, I could afford this. I paid this. It's nobody's business. It's nobody's business.
I don't know. So that being said,
we can't afford it, but we're doing it anyway.
Yeah, the deal's not that bad, but plus we went out there and we went to a little board meeting and it was a lot of fun. We hung out with our friend.
Oh my God, it's going to be fantastic. Oh. I can't wait for the pool and social hours and just truly to go and sit on the lawn. And they have puppy days. We get to bring the puppy.
Puppy days. I'm for real though. I'm like on Trulia every day just waiting for a house to come up around the area. Just
it's tough though because everything's so old around there.
Yeah, but some of it's really cool.
I do not want a fixer-upper. We've been there. We've done that. I don't want to live through another renovation.
Well, you could say, we're moving and we need something. So there's a lot in Fleming Island though. We're going to find something in Fleming Island because I was looking. Trulia. Man, I'm like straight up HGTV in my spare time now, all of a sudden looking at houses. And I'm not even that into houses. You're the house person. I just want to go play golf and come to the shop. I need to build a cot in the back so I can just stay here every night because I love being here at the shop. I get a lot done. Been very, very busy. It's been good. Very thankful for everyone's business as always. Very thankful for everyone sticking through the events this year, everything we do, and this podcast because it's strictly about something super specific to about 30 people. But it means a lot to us. And there's changes coming, and it's cool to kind of talk about that.
Yeah, it's exciting.
So thank you much. Next week, we are almost mass. I mean, the fact that it's Players Cup week and then all of a sudden it's boom, the Masters. That is unbelievable to me. I can't wait to talk to Johnny Wonder about it. Cause I think little spoiler, I think this is going to be the first time one of us between the two of us don't go. Yeah. Tiger's the favorite. I don't think Tiger's the favorite.
Who's favorite?
Bryson DeChambeau is the favorite. He won the U.S. Open by six shots. He won the U.S. Open by six shots. He is the favorite. Yeah. Simple as that. And the guy is doing things that everyone should be trying to do in the game of golf, which is push the limit. Push it. He's trying to hit the ball 400 yards. He did hit the ball 400 yards in the air. You can hit the ball anywhere at Augusta. So it's going to be really cool. So that's my early prediction is that Bryson DeChambeau is the favorite. And
he's not going to win the Masters.
I think he might... He potentially could win the Masters twice.
No, not going
to
do it.
Literally back-to-back November. He could win three majors in a row. Johnny Wonder and I will talk about that this week, plus a little bit of gear. We'll dive into gear. I don't want to say gear and dive together in case, you know, golfwrx.com sues me for that or whatnot. But that's that. Melissa, I wish you luck this week for Players Cup. I know it's a very stressful week for you.
I'm just going to be drinking a lot. I've already packed all my margarita stuff.
Yeah.
I'm
it's a good thing Barney's coming. We just, you know, Barney, the forgotten one, he's like an Anheuser-Busch rep for, that area.
He's
so
my guy.
We're money. All right, y'all. Thanks so much for listening and following along. Also, starting a new thing. We're getting a little bit more involved. I'm getting more involved on YouTube. Whether or not I am, I just put up a contest on IG for a set of irons that are very, very eclectic to me. They're just kind of a failed project that I took some Cobra irons and.
Is that a failed project?
Well, it was supposed to be a really sick finish with a certain finisher out there who's very, very good. Couldn't get this done in a timely manner or the right way. So I just CLR'd these bitches, took the finish off. So we got some Cobra forged CBs with some badass Acura hickory painted I-95.
They look good.
And then some Golf Pride MCC teams in the Pacers color, some random BB&F Co. Ferrells. Like everything's just random. It's going to be really cool. So go get that on my Instagram. But to do that, you got to follow or subscribe. I got to get my son will tell me it's a sub, Dad. It's a sub. You got to sub on Brian Golf on YouTube. That's that. That's the pod. Talk to you next week.